Tattvottama Sloka Na.
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 Niskutai.
Niskutai.
Process of atonement.
Process of atonement.
Kudatai.
Kudatai.
Prescribed.
Prescribed.
Brahmavadidhi.
Brahmavadidhi.
By learned scholars.
By learned scholars.
Tata.
Tata.
To that extent.
To that extent.
Visuddhiyati.
Visuddhiyati.
Becomes purified.
Becomes purified.
Agavan.
Agavan.
Sinful man.
Sinful man.
Pratadidhi.
Pratadidhi.
Observing vows.
Observing vows.
Yata.
Yata.
As.
As.
Hare.
Hare.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Nama Padai.
Nama Padai.
By syllables of the holy name.
By the syllables of the holy name.
Udahatai.
Udahatai.
Chanted.
Chanted.
That.
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 Uttama Sloka.
Uttama Sloka.
Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Guna.
Guna.
Transcendental quality.
Transcendental qualities.
Upalambakam.
Upalambakam.
Reminding one.
The reminding one.
Translation by following the Vedic rituals and ceremonies of undergoing atonement. Sinful men do not become as purified as by chanting once the holy name of the Lord Hari. Although ritualistic atonement may free one from sinful reaction, it does not awaken devotional service. Unlike the chanting of the Lord's names, which reminds one of the Lord's fame, qualities, and tribute pastimes from paraphernalia. Therefore, Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur comments that the chanting of the holy name of the Lord has special significance and distinguishes it from the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies of atonement for severe. More severe or most severe sinful actions. There are 20 types of religious scriptures called Dharma Shastras, beginning with Mano Samhita and Parasara Samhita. But here it is stressed that although one may become free from the reactions of the most sinful activities by following the religious principles of the scriptures, this cannot promote a sinful man to the stage of loving service to the Lord. On the other hand, chanting the holy name of the Lord even once not only frees one immediately from the reactions of the greater sins, but also raises one of the path from rendering loving service to the Supreme Personality of God, who is described as Uttama Sloka, because he is famous for his glorious activities. Thus one serves the Lord by remembering his former tributes and pastimes. Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains that this is all possible simply by chanting the Lord's holy name because of the Lord's omnipotence. What cannot be achieved through the performance of Vedic rituals can be easily achieved through the chanting of the Lord's holy name. To chant the holy name and dance in ecstasy is so easy and sublime that one can achieve all the benefits of spiritual life simply by following this process. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declares, Param Vijayate, Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, all glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtan. The Sankirtan movement we have started offers the best process for becoming purified of all sinful reactions and coming immediately to the platform of spiritual life. Translation, by following the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies undergoing atonement, sinful men do not become as purified as by chanting once the holy name of Lord Hari. Although ritualistic atonement may free one from sinful reactions, it is not a way to devotional service, unlike the chanting of the Lord's names, which reminds one of the Lord's fame, qualities, attributes, pastimes, and paraphernalia. So, in here the Vishnudutas are comparing the purificatory power of karma, that is, actions according to karma kanda section, and chanting of the name. So there is purification of a sinful person by doing certain activities according to Vedic rituals. So we'll find various types of atonement to get rid of reactions in the future or in the present for sinful activities committed now or in the past. So in previous lifetimes, if we committed acts, then we will get suffering in this lifetime. That's the result. If we do sinful activities now, we will get results in the future, some future life. So to counteract the present situation of suffering due to previous acts and the reaction in the future by present acts, sinful acts, there are prayaschittas or atonements which are prescribed for various types of sin. And these will consist of doing certain vratas, giving charity or dana, chanting mantras, etc. So there are various prescriptions, austerities, etc. that can be done. However, here the Vishnu Buddha say that by chanting the name of the Lord, there is more purification taking place than through these other actions. So, why would that be so? So the answer is that the ultimate purifying agent is the Supreme Lord. And all other actions of purification ultimately depend upon the Supreme Lord, just as all devatas depend on the Supreme Lord to get their results. So we should not think that devatas give independent results. If people worship Ganesh or Durga or whatever and get results, actually the Lord must give the results. And secondarily, the devatas give the results. So in getting rid of sinful reactions or suffering, the same thing is there. The Karmakanda section of the Vedas will recommend certain vows, etc., and worship of devatas, etc. But ultimately we see the main result is given by the Supreme Lord. So why not directly worship the Supreme Lord? An easier process. Since he is the cause of everything. If one directly worships the Supreme Lord, one will get greater benefit. Why? Because the Lord is pleased. He is directly pleased. If we indirectly worship him, yes, he's pleased to some extent. But if we directly worship him, then he's more pleased. And therefore we'll get greater results. Now to worship the Lord in order to get rid of sinful reactions, this of course is fruita. This is motivated. In order to get rid of our suffering, we worship the Lord. So this is a type of mixed devotion, but it's not pure. Nevertheless, the Lord does give results for people that desire this. In the process of doing this, the hope of the Lord is that gradually these people will come to pure level and they will give up their material desires and they'll simply worship the Lord without expecting to get relief from suffering, etc. In any case, the Lord does give results and those results are much more than the results of atonements, etc. So here it says that there is purification, which is more. So how is it more? How is it greater? One, of course, is that by chanting the holy name once, it was previously said, one can destroy so many countless reactions. Whereas these acts in Karmakanda will simply relieve one of one action, one reaction. So the quantity of sinful reactions that are destroyed or purified by chanting the name even once is much greater than all of these other things. In the sense, it is much greater. That's one way in which it is greater in terms of purification. So quantity-wise and speed-wise as well, it works. So we can do some karmakanda, but that takes time. It's not just we do once like that, but rather we have to continue doing something. And then there's some purification for one particular act. But by chanting the name once, one can destroy all sinful reactions in previous lifetimes. So it is a very quick process as well. This is the power of the Supreme Lord at work. And even if the name is chanted inattentively in Namabhas, it works to do this. So this is the great power. If we do karma, acts of karma kanda, we cannot be inattentive. If we chant the mantras wrong and we make mistakes and we're not proper purity, we will not get results. It requires exact, very exact performance. And chanting the name inattentively doesn't require that at all. Even the inattentive chanting of Ajamil got immediate results. So in this way, we find that the holy name also is much superior to the other processes. And of course, the name does not require the qualification of others. To do karmas, one has to be qualified, as I said, by purity, birth, etc., in order to do karmas properly. The holy name is not so. Anybody can chant the name of the Lord. Even the most simple person can do this, and effect is there. So, in this way, the name has greater scope for all types of people than the acts of karma, which require particular processes, etc. And of course, in order to do these actions of karma, one requires materials. We have to give something in charity. If we're going to do a sacrifice, then we need all the materials of the sacrifice. We have to have Brahmin priests, etc. So we need all sorts of ingredients. Chanting the name, we don't need anything. So no wealth is required at all. So it is a much more effective process. And the results are quicker, the results are more. So in this way, a greater effect by chanting the name of the Lord. So this is the purification aspect. Now, the Lord, the name is superior also in another way, and that is that it that connection with the name is, even if it is Nama Vas, it is the Supreme Lord. So the possibility of developing bhakti from that is much greater than from karma, where it's a very indirect relationship with the Lord. So karma does not inevitably lead to bhakti. But if we chant the name of the Lord, even inattentively, we will see that that chanting creates purification, and then if one continues chanting, one develops attraction for the Lord. And in this way, one develops bhakti. So that means that the name has two things, two potencies. One is to destroy sinful reactions and cause purification, and the other is to create bhakti. So we know that agata sukritis accumulate birth after birth, and eventually develops into faith. So agata sukritis are, we can say, inattentive chanting, etc., where we accidentally chant the name of the Lord or whatever, or do any act of devotional service, take prasadam without knowing it, chant without knowing it. So these are called agata sukriti, or hearing the name. And by repeated hearing of the name, life after life, gradually the atma develops shraddha, or faith. That does not happen with karma. We can do karma for millions of lifetimes. That in itself will not give us bhakti. So, therefore, chanting the name even attentively is better than doing the karma, because eventually we will end up with bhakti. In the case of course, this is the primary result of bhakti, that is to develop attraction for the Lord. Secondary quality is to destroy the sins, whatever. In the case of Ajamil, we see that he chanted inattentively, thinking of his son, and he got the effect of destroying all of his karmas. Therefore, the Yamadutas could not punish him because he didn't have any sins. So the Vishnudutas prevented the Yamadutas from doing anything to him, from touching him. And he was allowed to continue his life again. It's actually the karma of his end of his life had not been reached, so he came back to life again and continued. Now because of the chanting of the name and because of the intervention of the Vishnu Dutas, he heard the conversation of the Vishnu Dutas, and that helped him develop his bhakti quickly. So when he was revived, then he took to pure bhakti. And it was so powerful that within his lifetime, which was only a few years left, he was able to develop prema, and he went to Vaikuntha. So that's the major effect of chanting the name of the Lord. So secondarily, all of his sins were destroyed by inattentive chanting, and then by attentive chanting with faith, then he developed prema, and he went to the spiritual world. But that is the main effect of chanting.
Chanting completely removes the disturbance from the action. Sometimes my devotees get sick and have moral problems.
Yeah, because bhakti destroys all sinful reactions, and that can happen immediately. All karmas are destroyed. But if there's aparad, then that is a gradual process. It doesn't happen immediately. Karma. Yeah. And karma does not automatically develop into bhakti.
Even though the soul may desire to chant the holy name, the energy required for that and the circumstances amicable for it are given by the Lord. The energy required to chant and these circumstances amicable for chanting are provided by the Lord.
Well, circumstances are there due to karma. They may be bad or good or unfavorable or whatever. But one can chant in any circumstance, so the circumstances are not a concern. Now, as far as energy, yes, we're given the body also by the Lord, but that's indirect also. That's according to karma. You got a certain body, etc. And according to that, we have a certain amount of energy or whatever. According to that, we have to use it. But again, we can use the energy any way we feel like it. So it's our choice whether we want to chant or not chant. If we're not going to use that energy to chant, we'll use the energy for something else.
Sometimes people only make this if we not chant loudly, we can think of the Lord and chant with him. Anyway, we have everything stuck in the mind. Because if I think of the Lord and chant within the mind, I get full concentration.
That's also good. Well, chanting in any way is good. There's no hard and fast rules. Oh, well, the same thing can apply. We can have bhakti abhas, inattentive bhakti in general. Same thing. So any type of inattention. Of course, there's two types of namabhas or bhakti abhas. One is people like Ajumil that have no faith at all. And then there is the abhas that devotees have. So they have faith and they execute devotional service with ignorance or anarthas or inattention, then that is also a vas. But that is much superior to the namavas of Ajamil or others who don't have any faith. Well, yeah, bhakti is that's the danger in bhakti. In karma, the danger is sin itself. But that is not the danger in bhakti, because sin does not impede bhakti. Bhakti destroys sin. So therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Abhichetsudaracharo, that he's the most sinful person, he is my devotee.
నిరంతర శిష్యుడు మాట్లాడి
Today, this evening, there is a Maharaja Sanatan in Arantirvan.